Tonight, let's look at this question. Exactly how far into the tribulation are we going to get? Not at all? 3.5 years? Or what? You've mentioned the man of sin must be revealed before we're taken out, but I always thought he was at least a year or more into the tribulation. There was a comment, the question I was given. Okay. So, again, this tribulation stuff is used by pastors and preachers. When we tried to start a church in Idaho, a little town called Pocatello, one of the first things that the pastor guy wanted to talk about was the tribulation. So, being a King James guy that he was, he ordered the series by Chuck Swindoll. See, I mean, my junk goes that far back. Me trying to help churches and be involved in churches and learn from the churches, and they boom, go right into this junk. I just couldn't figure that out. You know, why are we doing that and whatever. So I think of things. I think of 2 Thessalonians. Obviously, I think of the book of Revelation. But I realized that the book of Revelation is the details of the trumpets and the sign, all the stuff that takes place during the tribulation. So, and the gospel that has to be preached, and the doctrine the people must follow. That's what I get out of the book of Revelation. And it's like it says in Revelation chapter 1 and chapter 1, it's about the past, present, and future. But if we want to get into some of the details, book of Revelation. Then you get into Matthew 24. Again, that's the tribulation. Because nothing was said about any rapture or anything about Paul or whatever. Then you get into Daniel. I've read Daniel. I've been into the statue and all this kind of stuff. It's like, oh man, I'm just not going to get into that stuff, because when I realize that people use this stuff to sidetrack and to smokescreen the fact that they don't want to walk what it is to be a Christian today. Let's talk about the past. Let's talk about when the church got started. Let's talk about the past of life. No, let's talk about the future. What do you think it's going to be? Where do you think the church is headed? Where's the church today? How are we doing today? How are you doing today? You get the judgment seat to come up. Who cares when it's going to show up, but how are you going to be when it shows up? That's the kind of stuff I'm more into. Maybe I'm not the full gospel guy. I try to think I taught the whole Bible. I mean, we got a 2-year Bible study on Genesis to Revelation, you know, how it pertains to Christians today, because it's not written to us, but it's still there for us. I'm not one of those that says don't read the rest of the Bible, and yet these guys preach all the time about the rest of the Bible. Let's look at this. Now, my initial thought is in Daniel chapter 11 and 12. Let's pop there for a minute. This is not going to be your deep study where I'm going to solve all your answers about the tribulation. I'm not going to. I can't. I'm not interested in doing that anyway. Because it says, and you've heard me say this before, Daniel chapter 12, verse 4 says, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book. Even to the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Okay, so if this stuff is shut up, has the King James Bible brought it all out again? I don't think it has, because this Bible was written. Was it written at the time of the end? I don't know. Now, there's a possible thought that it would be. And I'm just thinking here. He says the same thing in verse 9. He said, go that way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Now, here we go. I don't want to be distracted, because I'm getting a thought as I'm doing this thing here. So, as I was reading something, I would get into that in a minute. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, you know. Yeah, that's tribulational stuff. That's the way it's going to have to be during the tribulation. So let's not try to bring the tribulation into us today, and let's not worry about going through the tribulation. I know that there's a church guy back in, he was pastor, is no longer related to us now, kind of a thing, believes that the church must go through the tribulation. The Christians, we have to go through the tribulation. And why would we have to do that? We don't have to do that. So, why are we worried about it? Well, as we get closer and closer, do we not realize that we're starting to see some things that are showing up in tribulational writings? We're starting to see some things that you'd make you think we're in the tribulation. And you've heard me say, well, there has to be transition time. Well, there has to be transition time, but doctrinally, no, because either you're saved by the way you're saved according to Paul's teachings, or the way it's done in the book of Revelation. You know, so how are we going to rectify all that kind of stuff? Well, so that's Daniel. That's Daniel. Interesting stuff. And he says, Daniel, we're still in Daniel chapter. Hope you got your Bible open to Daniel chapter 12 there. Many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Those are quite the thoughts. You know, when this thing is all said and done, does that support soul sleep? No, but it does show that something does happen at the end. You get the judgment seat of Christ. No, you get the white throne judgment. We go to Daniel chapter 11, and we see all sorts of interesting things here. Talks about, yet the time shall be at the time appointed. I mean, this is going to happen at a certain time. God isn't waiting. You know, the Lord isn't waiting for one more person to get saved, one more person to get saved. Let's wait for one more person to get saved, and maybe it's you that's holding. No, it's the time appointed. He talks about here, a good verse here, he says, where is it at here? And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. They'll be doing some marvelous things, exploits, serious things these guys are trying to take place. But this whole thing is going to be done by flatteries. He says in verse 21, he shall come in peaceably and obtain the kingdom by flatteries. 23, after the league made with him, he shall work deceitfully. Well, we see that happening in Congress all the time. They make their promises, and then they go against what they promise. So we see that. But yet, let's realize here, we think things are going real terrible right now, and they are. But see, there's a lot of people out there that think things are fine. I mean, the supposedly miracle worker Republicans, they didn't get in that easily in the Senate. There's a lot of people out there that like what Obama's doing. They like the debt. They like all this kind of stuff. And the Republicans are going to just keep it going anyway. But that's not a political thing. So we know, basically, that the whoever's going to keep this thing going is going to be a vile person. That's what it says, verse 21. Shall stand up a vile person. Well, nobody's going to put a vile person in there if they're not vile themselves. The clean people are going to put in a vile president. So we have to be vile people to think that we're putting in the right guy. Now, what makes this guy vile? He's doing everything else everybody wants him to do. No, he's vile according to the King James Bible. He's vile according to God's standards. And he's going to be vile according to Paul's standards especially. That's what we're talking about here for judgment seat. So people are becoming more and more vile. We're becoming immodest. We're becoming dirty mouths. We're not proper. We're not, everything we do is got suggestive things to it. The airport people are feeling up everybody at the airport. We got people drinking in the And they're all leaders. The place is just a disaster. The government is just corrupt as can be. But so are the people. So this guy's not going to stand. Look at Clinton. Clinton was a vile person. Well, look at Bush. It goes back down the line. Look at Reagan. Well, Reagan was the best president we've had. Well, yeah, but everybody thinks he was a Christian. He even stood up for the King James Bible on his radio program. Yet you read his diary, and this guy was no more a Christian than I've got a dog in the house here, because I don't, which is beside the point. He believed that everybody was a Christian, brotherhood. So this guy that shot him, he prayed for this guy because he's a child of God, and the guy's just, you know, he prayed that he'd come back to the fold of the world. Everybody, we're all brothers kind of a thing. Well, that was nice of him and all, but that's not the case. So the tribulation stuff is just, okay, here's my point, that as things get worse to us, because we're King James people, we understand what's going on here. As things get worse to us, they're going to be getting better for everybody else. We fear having children, because we know the homeschooling thing. We know the curriculums. We know what the government wants out of our children. We know the vaccination issues. We know the health issues. We know the lack of privacy. We know that the state thinks that the children belong to them. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse. So do we really even want to have children from this point on? You want to bring your child up to go to hell? I mean, what where are you at with all this stuff? Okay, that's where we're at. But the people out there, they've no clue. I mean, these people actually think we're doing a good job at the schools. Public schools answer. They care. Now they're letting the parents get involved. Oh, if the parents only heard what the teacher said about letting the parents get involved. There's no way. But they have to do it to get the kids back here. We know what's going on with homeschooling, how they're destroying their children. I know more children that are not getting an education. And I'm not big on education, but man, you got to be able to teach your kids how to read and do math and learn discipline and learn to study and this kind of stuff. And it's not getting done. How do we know that? We do. We're King James people. We know these things. Paul's teachings and all this kind of stuff. We're not stupid. But everybody else out there thinks everything's fine. We get our schooling. We get school done in the morning. We're done by 10 o'clock. Well, yeah, what are you doing? We got a couple of paragraphs here and a couple of things here. I don't want to make her mad, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Oh, we're just a mess. But that's us. And as things get better and better and better, because this guy is going to come in with flatteries and peace and the whole thing, and how long are we going to be here to know what's going on before it actually becomes the official tribulation? We cannot be here for the official tribulation. Where does it say that? Common sense doctrine based on Paul's teachings in Revelation 14. We cannot be here if we have the salvation we have with Paul, with the Spirit of God in us, separated from the flesh. We cannot be here during this tribulation. What's the rapture for? To get us out of here before that. When's the rapture going to take place? Romans chapter 11, verse 22. When the Gentiles are done with the goodness of God, not interested, blah, 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 he's going to cut off that nation. And when he cuts off that nation, that's the tribulation. He takes the Gentiles out of here, the saved people, the church of God, out of here, and boom, there's the tribulation. Is it going to come in that fast? No, because nothing is that fast in the Bible. Acts is transition from Gospels to Paul. Hebrews is transition from Paul to the tribulation. But the moment of tribulation has to begin at a certain point because the doctrinal salvation thing will change. So, do you see my point here? I was talking to somebody today and we were talking about, I said, you know, I believe things are going to get better according to the world standard. The worldly world, but not according to the book. And if we're going to stay with that book, our persecution is going to grow. So as things are getting better, the church is going to grow. Ah, but it's the wrong church that's going to grow. There's going to be a happiness. People are going to be satisfied. People are going to be encouraged again. Oh, the Democrats are so terrible. No. You just don't realize it, but it's just as bad now as it was when Obama was in there. Because the next guy is going to be worse. He's going to be more vile. He's going to be more suspicious. He's going to be more of a deceitful liar. But nobody's going to recognize it because they're getting away from this Bible more and more and more. But we're going to recognize that. So what are we going to do? Going to vote? Is that going to solve everything? Are we going to preach a little harder? No, this is the way it's going to go. And we're getting tired of always being on the hit side. Well, you know, the money thing. We know where the money thing is going. They got to come up with a new money system. So being $1 trillion in debt, that or $3 trillion or whatever, that's no big deal. One of these days they're going to just reestablish a whole new entire financial system, and there's going to be a certain number in front of it. We know that's coming. And it makes sense. Let's not mess with cash. Let's not mess with the stupid cards. Let's not have checkbook. All that kind of stuff. Lately, I stand in line. I'm behind somebody in a line, and they got to write out their check. Then they got to tear it out. Then they got to write the thing into their book, you know. And then they got to put the checkbook back into their purse, you know, all that kind of stuff. And they stand there, blah, 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 blah. So all I can think of is, you know, boy, all you got to do is run your hand past that little blue light down there, and you're out of here. Makes so much sense. But we know what that is. We know where this stuff is going. Is it depressing to us? It is if we want something out of this world. And young people want something out of this world. And it's easy for us older people to go, ah, come on, step away from it. It's not going to be any good. It's just temporary. No, they want this stuff. They just do. So a young person that says they're in Timothy or Titus, wherever that says there, it says, be an example of the believer. Oh, where's that at here? It's not Titus here. It's Timothy there. Somewhere in Timothy. And let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word and conversation, in charity and spirit and faith and purity. Where are you going to find a young person wanting to do something like that? Guys, maybe. Maybe. Ladies, do you know what a young lady has to stand against to be that example of the believers? Goes against everything. Because the world is against the woman being the woman. The guys are a bunch of dweebs. What does the world care about a dweeb? But the women out there, they have to reverse this whole thing because Daniel, I think it's 11:37. Just look at it, just because I'm just kind of winging my thoughts here tonight. If I'm boring you, I guess you can go bowling or something. Daniel says here, 11:37, neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women. What's the desire of women? You go back to Genesis 3, it's the fact that we are their curse. Genesis, let's go there, I guess. Maybe somebody hasn't all heard this stuff. Genesis 3, desire of women. And verse 16, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. Boy, did a good job. I'll tell you, the curse on ladies is they go through an awful lot every month and then every 9 months. And then, just terrible. We spread ours out over 50 years, 60 years, 80 years of working. Can you imagine putting all those work years into 9 months? Never mind. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband. So here's this Antichrist. He's going to get rid of that desire of women, which is toward their husband. Now, where are you going to find a woman that wants to do that? And the few that you can find, what are the other obstacles put in front of them? Because the devil doesn't want them to be that kind of a woman. So to be an example of the believers for a woman, that's pretty tough. And how about a guy? Going, read what the guys are supposed to be. And they'll go to jail if a man becomes a man today. He won't let anybody... He won't let his wife be manhandled during an airport thing. He won't let anybody look at her. He won't let anybody bump her or talk to her wrong. He won't even let her do things back to guys that she doesn't even know she does. So this whole thing is getting to be a mess. But the only reason we know this is because we understand the rightly divided King James Bible. And I got to say it. I still got to say it. I don't understand to this day why a lady... still, or a woman wants to take both curses. Our curse is to work, sweat of the brow, blah, 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 blah. Women's curse is to have the children and have a desire towards their husband. Why do they want to go off and work and do our curse? Because they say it's easier to go off to work than it is to be a good mother. So it's a mess. It's a mess. And yet everybody out there is fine. My little girls at the schools, they don't care what they wear. I mean, that doesn't even bother them. And they're touching each other all the time in the schools. Little children. Hugging and touching and poking. And I imagine some of it's just little kid stuff, but I don't think so anymore. I think it's just normal to them to dress like they dress. You walk into the high school, it's like, oh. I used to look at that stuff in Playboy back when Playboy first came out. Now they got them in the schools today. I know. Sorry about that. That was those years. But... half of the ladies in those magazines were still covered, and they were covered as much as or little as the girls in the high schools today. That's how far it's gone. But everybody's happy with it. I look at these pictures in people's homes, and their daughters are... Do you care, Dad, that your daughter looks like that in the picture? Does that not bother you? Or the cheerleaders that are out there, or the way they dress? You let your daughter walk out the door dressed like that? We're just a vile country that doesn't understand the right stuff anymore. But... we do. So we know what's going on. We're really close to the tribulation. Now, it's interesting, if I'm not already boring you, it's interesting because I read through Ruckman's stuff on the tribulation, you know, and the section. So we're going to go through this stuff. We're going to answer your question here in a minute. And there's something he leaves out that just amazes me. I think everybody leaves it out. When they talk about the rapture and they talk about the tribulation, Bob, that's that Romans 11:22. The only way that we will recognize Romans 11:22 about the Gentiles not interested in the goodness of God anymore and cuts off the nation is because you've got to believe in Paul's teachings to understand that thing. So here we got people out there, the mid-Acts crowd, talking about when the church began, blah, 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 blah. And we have an insight by looking at Paul properly about the future. Stay off the. What are you going to do about the past? Let's fight about when my birthday really was. Was it March 13th? Maybe it was March 12th. How do you know my birthday was such? When did you? No, that doesn't matter. Who cares? I don't think people in the nursing home sit around and talk about when they were born. Maybe they do. I guess Alzheimer's people, they go back to being a baby. You know, that kind of stuff. I guess they do that, but they don't know they're doing it. Our church, our local church today in this country is going back to Alzheimer's. They're going back to the early church days. Acts chapter 22. That was the early church. I did a sermon on this back in Tushy, and now they understand more than they know. They don't know it. But the churches are going back to their childhood. Acts chapter 2. That's Alzheimer's. Instead of being the grown-up church in Ephesians chapter 4. So, that's why I despise the church again. I don't want anybody I know or care to ever go back to the church, the local church. It's a lie. It's a disaster. It's an Antichrist trick. And you put your kids into that system, and they're off to be with the Antichrist. I'm sorry. That's exactly the way it is. And how do we know that? Or do you know that? I'm a rightly dividing King James Bible-believing, Paul-following Christian, and that Bible tells me that stuff. Now, just my interesting thought here is, we read in Daniel chapter 12, then I got to get to the main, this is just rambling here. One more time in Daniel, this is interesting to me, may not be anybody else. Daniel chapter 12 here, where it says, this stuff is sealed until the time of the end. And I was reading here, and just remember that. I'm wondering if this King James Bible was written at the beginning of the time of the end. It wasn't written during the tribulation, so I'm not saying that. But as we get closer to the time of the end, that stuff, maybe what Daniel understood is in this King James Bible. Because there's an awful lot in here about what's going on. I'll show you what I mean. If we go to 2 Thessalonians, let's get into the real thing. 2 Thessalonians, and this is why the question was asked, I'm sure, because it does bring up that question. You've got to read this thing carefully, chapter 2. And we find ourselves getting confused sometimes with the rapture and with the second coming. We get that stuff mixed up. Why would Paul even talk about the second coming when he's all concerned about the rapture? Paul does mention chapter 4 of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, I mean. So we have to be careful. The rapture does exist. We read books about the tribulation. We're reading books written by people who usually do not believe in the rapture. Or if they do, they believe the church is going to go through the rapture. We're saved from his wrath. Is his wrath just lake of fire as a lost person? The tribulation is his wrath on the Jews. We're going to go through that? No, we're not going to go through that. We can't go through that. Doctrine changes. Salvation changes. We have the Spirit of God in us. In the tribulation, they have the Spirit of God upon them. Difference. Because in the Spirit in the tribulation, they're going to have to actually do the works. We don't. We're at this dispensation of grace. The greatest time of history, present or future, ever, ever, ever. According to God. I mean, even those guys on the boat didn't have it made. Can you imagine being stuck in a boat with a bunch of smelly animals, rough, bumping up and down in the storm, blah, 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 finally opening up your top, and there's just nothing but water out there? And you land yourself on the mountaintop, now what? Where's the McDonald's? We need a Walmart so we can start rebuilding everything again. It didn't happen. Home Depot wasn't there when they needed them. Okay, now remember what I said about the time of the end. Okay, now let's read this thing in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Does that those are just ramblings up to this point here. And now let's just look at these verses and be done with this here. Remember the question, how far into the tribulation are we going to go? Because, and then the question also had on there, because, what did I do with it here? You mentioned that the man of sin must be revealed before we're taken out. So that would put us into the tribulation. That's what the point, that was the question was here. Here we go. Now we beseech you, brethren. You all got your 2 Thessalonians open there. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him. Now if you go down, You see, in verse 2, it talks about the day of Christ. And what are we talking about here? Are we talking about the second coming here? No, the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together unto Him. Unto Him means we go to Him. Unto Him. Correct? Grammatical thing there? He's coming, and we gather unto Him. If we were to gather unto Him in a tribulation, then when He lands on the earth and we gather unto Him, we'll be down on the earth with Him. Well, we know that that isn't what this is about. So now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto Him, so this is still rapture, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us. Okay? We're all starting to get troubled now. We're all starting to have our, you know, perplexed but not distressed kind of stuff. These are some frustrating, because we know. Other people don't know. Why are you so upset? Why are you so concerned about this? Why do you hate the local church so much? It seems to be going very well. And the people are happier. They're better off than the King James guys. Happy little Sunday schools and love God and God loves everybody and all live by the golden rule, all this kind of stuff. I mean, I despise this stuff. Why? It's a lie. And he says right here, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Now, I looked through these guys' commentaries. Nobody picks on that word as. Your Bible has the word as in it. Mine doesn't. Mine is the only one that does. No, you all have the word as in there. So let's not be soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. In other words, let's not get uptight thinking that tomorrow is the day of Christ. Is this tomorrow the rapture? Oh, what is going to happen here? Da, 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 da. Because he says here, let no man deceive you by any means. For that day, what day is that? Day of Christ. Rapture. That there come a falling. Are you sure it's not the second advent? Except they're coming falling away first, and that the man of sin be revealed. Okay, if this is going to happen at the advent, then we're going to go through the tribulation. Did you follow my thinking there? But we can't. There's not a verse that says, thou will not goest through thine the tribulation. It doesn't say that, but doctrinally, we can't be in the tribulation. We cannot. When that tribulation is official, we can't be there with Paul's teachings. We'll be gone. Again, Romans 11:22, and this stuff right here. Okay? As that the day of Christ is at hand. Don't get shook up. As if, as that, the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, the rapture. Shall not come except to come a falling away first. Okay, we understand that. We're okay. We've always been okay with that. We know things are getting worse. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. There's our problem. Are we going to be in the tribulation when this thing is revealed? Notice, by the way, the man of sin, that man of sin, not capitalized. And you go down to verse 8, and it says that wicked. That's Satan. Capital W. Because it goes on and says he'll consume with the spirit of his mouth, blah, 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 blah. Okay, let's not go down there. Let's go back to verse 3. Now this son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. This is what this guy is going to be doing. Son of perdition. Now here's what was stated to him, and I think it makes sense. And with what this Ruckman, okay, I'll quote him, I'll tell you. I'll tell him I'm telling you this thing here. He says here, the man to be revealed has already been revealed. And he goes and he lists these things. Syrian Jew with hematic blood. Hermaphrodite, he's a double sex person, bisexual kind of stuff. As a wicked prince, false Messiah. God, he will profess to be God manifest in the flesh. Jerusalem will be Sodom and Egypt. The number system is coming around. The day of the da-da-da-da. He just lists this thing. And, okay, that makes sense. I'm okay with that. So, he's already been revealed. But he's not been revealed as the Antichrist. says down in verse 8, and then shall that wicked be revealed. That's Satan. He'll be revealed. Satan, W, wicked. So there's something, there's somebody beforehand. And has he been revealed to hiss as his person? No, not at all. But if you look at the King James Bible, he has been revealed within that King James Bible. I think that makes total sense. I'm okay with that. Doesn't tell us the name of the guy, but we can pin him down almost. Now, if that's the case, then think of this tonight. If Daniel says in Daniel 12 that that stuff is sealed until the sealed in a book until the time of the end, and here's this guy, he's revealed during this falling away. Then all we're waiting for right now is, when does the Gentiles shut down the system because they don't want to hear about the goodness of God? This whole thing has already been revealed. You can get into Daniel, and he says right there the increase of knowledge. He says in Timothy someplace, he says, ever learned, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. These are some bad times. But the only way that we can say these are bad times is based on a King James Bible. And if you talk to people about it, they don't want to hear the goodness of God, because that's the good times. That's the good stuff. So there's been a falling away. And I wonder if maybe this came... Remember, we say 1 Corinthians 13:10 is what it is. It's that which is perfect. And it says in there... 1 Corinthians 13:10 here. It says in there that face-to-face stuff. For now we see through a glass dark, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as I also am known, as also I am known. And everybody thinks that's talking about Christ. It can't be talking about Christ. It's just saying that you can know everything you need to know in this King James Bible. So is this King James Bible, was this King James Bible finally completed, which is beginning the transition to the times of the end, to the time of the end? Because in this King James Bible, we have slowly been able to have revealed to us who the son of perdition is. We have slowly been able to see the falling away that's been taking place. We've been slowly been able to understand the stuff that's in Daniel is now being let out. It's in this book. You see what I'm saying? So this thing in chapter 2, this is all going to happen before the rapture. Now, you want to read about what's going to happen during the tribulation? Well, yeah, just keep reading the verses here. Go to Matthew 24. Go to Revelation, the whole thing. None of that's going to happen to us. The moon turning to blood. That's not going to happen. That's not our stuff. I'll tell you, if we start to see the moon turning into blood, we know that we've been either taught wrong or we're in big trouble. You're not saved. Especially if some of your family up and disappears all of a sudden. But, you know, that whole concept about millions disappear that Ruckman put out years and years and years ago? Honestly, I don't see millions and millions disappearing. I think the whole system is going to have everybody happy in it. And how many of you are going to stay true to this King James Bible, stay true to Paul's stuff, and stay away from this stuff? What is a temptation that's going to get us back into the old system? My light just fell over. I don't know if I'll cause a fire or not. So hang on a minute. I'll put it back up. No, I can't put it back up. Okay, I'll just turn it off and set it down. And I tell you, I need it. Somebody send me a desk, would you please? A good old-fashioned wooden desk. Should have brought those desks with me ahead in Tushy. Those are some nice desks. Oh, well. So here's the challenge for us. Things are going to get tough. And the man of perdition has been revealed in our King James Bible. We can learn about what's going on. This Bible is the Word of God. It's done. It's completed. It's holy. And we can learn what to do by following Paul's teachings. And if we stray from Paul's teachings because of our flesh, because we still are separated from it, but it's still there, then that flesh is going to do everything it can to guide us to the system of the Antichrist, even though we'll be gone during the rapture. But if we get back and caught up into that stuff, the people that are around you will stumble because they think that, well, you're part of this, it's okay. And there they go. What's the stumbling there? They won't get saved. But yet, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9, it talks about power and signs and lying wonders. Not just wonders, but lying wonders. And we are going to be able to understand that that wonder is a lie. And how are you going to tell somebody that that wonder isn't true? It's a lie. Off to jail you go. Or persecution, or laughing, or embarrassment, or they'll put the shame right on you for talking like that. But we're not going to be there for that. Who's going to say that we're not going to be there as this thing progresses? I mean, Paul does say that the day shall not come except there come a falling away first. So we have to be participating in this falling away and still standing true with Paul. Unless you want to fall away with everybody else and be happy with everybody else and accept the fact that at least you're saved and you get to be in heaven and your judgment seat will burn, something fierce. No, don't be that way. You know better than that. Because in order for us to participate in this falling away, we're going to have to also join with people who oppose and exalt this guy above all that is called God. You may have to worship the wrong God. And in religion, say they are worshiping an unknown God. They're not worshiping God. They are not worshiping God. You can go to these churches all you want, and you are not worshiping God. Sing all you want, you're not worshiping God. Pop your CD in, you're not worshiping God at all. Now, let's keep reading. How are we doing for time, Laser? Let's look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 some more. Verse 6 now. And now you know that what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. So, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. It's already working. Okay, so that's nothing new to us. Verse 8, and shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth. We know that in Revelation 19. Verse 9, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan. Satan is working right now. Always has been. But he's not on this earth seeking whom he may devour. That's during the tribulation itself. First Peter. One of the two, First and Second Peters. I think it's Second, but... always wrong on that stuff. 2 Peter. No, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse chapter 5. There we go. Yep, 2 Peter. Who resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about. That's not now. But he's still doing his lying wonders. He's still doing... Look at Mark. I mean, come on. We can't get more specific than this. Out of the Bible, Mark chapter 16... tells us that this church today is going to be doing signs, take up serpents, deadly things, drink any deadly thing, not want to hurt them, laying on in hands, healings, the whole spiel. The church is going to be doing these things for Satan. Is this not amazing or what? This is how dense and blind blindness can be. These local churches of good conservative people are doing the work of the devil. Oh, here we go, that nutcase there talking like that. Well, what does the Bible call their pastors? Ministers of righteousness. They're of the devil. 2 Corinthians 11, 2 Corinthians 14. See what the Bible does to us? It ruins our day. How do we talk to people about this stuff? Tell them. Plainness of speech. Tell them why you're not going to visit that church. Or if you visit, tell them what do you think about it. Well, I'll tell you what the Bible says about it. Do you mind? Well, doesn't God like it? I would think he would like it, so we're a little off with stuff. No, it is a house of satanic worship. You don't have to go into the trees in the woods and gather little circles and groves. You can go to your local church and worship Satan just as much. So, we're waiting for that rapture. Now, a real joy about this whole thing, to go back to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, because after Paul's talking about all this kind of stuff, he tells them that God's going to send them a strong delusion, and they're going to believe this lie, and they'll be damned because of it. So this is God sending a strong delusion. Where's he going to send a strong delusion at? In the local church, I would imagine, because that's where they think they're hearing from God. And they believe not the truth. What is truth? Thy word is truth. But in verse 13, he says this. He reminds us, you and me, and anybody else out there listening to this thing, but we are bound to give thanks all the way to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. You put the belief of the truth into your life and you're saved. Remember, he didn't choose us. He chose us to salvation through the sanctification of the Spirit. That's what he designed from the beginning. Whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast. He tells us to stand fast. He tells us, don't give in to the system. He says, don't participate in this stuff. Don't start going to those places again. Don't give in to that stuff. You're a King James Bible person. You have stood for years. Don't stop standing now because things are getting tough. Things are going to get tougher. But while they're getting tougher, the world's going to get nicer. It's going to get better, according to them, according to the devil, according to peace and flattery talk, fair words and good speeches. Where do you get to go to hear fair words and good speeches about from God? The local church. So why would Satan not want to get everybody to go back to Acts chapter 2 to make them think this is God's plan when Ephesians 4 is where God's real plan is at? So he's got people now thinking that God is blessing these churches with numbers, and all these numbers are lost people. And the saved people, the truly saved people in these churches today, in the King James Bible believing church, are they truly saved? Are they letting that stuff come back? Why would they do that? Maybe they are truly saved and it's the pastor that's lost. Maybe it's the pastor that's a minister of righteousness and says, you don't suppose there's going to be some of Satan's guys going to say, well, I'm a King James Bible guy. You know they're going to say that. But then they go to the Greek. No, they're just, this is how serious this is. So when he says in Thessalonians, again, chapter 2, at the beginning, don't start panicking because things are not looking good. He says things aren't going to look good based on the truth. Don't be shaken in mind. Don't be troubled. As that the day of Christ is at hand, because see, right now it's not. But it's getting closer and closer and closer. Do we have to worry about the being in the tribulation to see the son of perdition revealed? No, I think Ruckman's got that on the hammer there. It's already been revealed in our Bible. The stuff that Daniel sealed up, I'm starting to think more and more that, yeah, it's in this Bible, because this Bible came about at the time of the end. This is God's last thing. He's given us a Bible. But everything's in it. And if you want to study it, go for it. If you don't want to study it, you don't have to. Devil comes along with 400 other different Bibles. What does the devil care about the Bible if he can do signs and wonders? Well, he's got to still destroy the book that exposes him for what he is. This book is magnified above the name of Jesus. Why is that? Because how are you going to know if you got the right Jesus or not? This book will tell you whether your church is of God or it's of Satan. This book will tell you whether you are truly saved or not, or if you're just playing the game. This book will teach you how to be a man in a marriage. This book will teach you how to be a woman in a marriage. This book, I still believe without a shadow of, I wish I could find somebody that's going to raise their children on Paul's teachings, not with a hammer. You know, I'm not going to demand the perfection kind of stuff, but there's what you do in your family to live a Christian life. And the persecution that family is going to go through to do that, it's going to be tough. Will the kids handle it? Well, if the parents are consistent, the kids will know this. You know, I've got kids in our school. We've got some real tough situations going on in a couple of my little outlying schools I go to. Some gang stuff starting to pop in, some really crummy stuff in the classroom. I got one kid I came thinking of. There's those three kids in that family in that school, and they're not falling into it at all. Why not? I think because they've got a strong family at home. So it can be done. And when it can't be done, I think God will take us out of here. the few that are left. Romans 11:22. How many are going to make it that far? How many are going to make it to the rapture? Or when the rapture wraps, is nobody going to notice anybody's gone? A couple of those nuts down the street there with their Bibles, maybe they just left, maybe they just moved away, don't know where they went to, they just kind of disappeared. They're not going to think that's the rapture. That's a bunch of, oh no, the rapture came, I guess we better get right. And if they do, if anybody does think like that, what are they going to do? They're going to turn their Bible to who? They're going to turn to Paul. And then they're going to be wrong. The devil is not stupid. He will use this Bible to the very end. And when it's gone, when he's down to the very end, this thing will disappear. It'll be famine and hearing the Word of God. Hearing the Word of God. Preached properly. I wouldn't be surprised that the Bibles won't be available. But if nobody preaches out of it properly, we got King James Bible believing churches right now that don't know the diddly squat about what's true. They don't rightly divide. That Bible is they're about as blind to this Bible as they are to an NIV or a Quran. It means nothing to them. Picking and choosing here and there and whatever. So, I don't know. I think if we want to really get the handle on what's coming up, you need to look at Paul's books. And you got to realize that those Paul books have to be separated. And you'll see what that means about the rapture. You'll see that the son of perdition is already mentioned in this Bible. You'll see that these are the end times, not the last days. The time of the end. That's what I mean, the time of the end. This is the last God's going to be trying to get to the people with. So, keep those things in mind as you read. You'll run across a lot more than I have. Those are just my thoughts tonight on how far we're not going to be in the tribulation. But that verse in 2 Thessalonians doesn't tell us we have to be to know the son of perdition. But when Scar, remember Lion King? Remember the Lion King story there? This little baby lion goes out and the Scar takes over the kingdom and all that stuff and the hyenas, everybody gets food, and then all of a sudden there's this famine. And then the baby lion comes back and he's grown. They fight, and the devil, Scar, goes off into the lake of fire. Yeah, pretty marvelous movie. It's just too bad that Disney didn't know what they were making there. Music stunk. And anyway, quite an amazing thing. I guess those are just rambling thoughts. I may be off in some of that stuff. I don't know. But I think we found out tonight that this Bible is even a lot more than we thought it was. It's the book during the falling away that will keep us straight if we are willing. And most of us aren't going to be willing because it's just going to get too hard. You know, Paul says if you're going to get married, if we have a family, you got to serve your husband. The husband's got to take care of his wife. And sometimes we have to do what we have to. It's called jobs and all this junk. Your kids, what if they don't allow homeschooling in 5 years or 3 years? What are you going to do? Oh, they're not going to. Yeah, they are. What if they say if you don't vaccinate your kids, you lose your kids? They can't take my kids. Yes, they will. So I'll have to take my guns from my dead body. Okay, they will. That's no big deal to them. They're prepared for that stuff. We can talk all as big as we want. But let's be aware, be true of what we know is what's happening. And it's going to get better, but we know in the truth of an assault, it's getting worse as it looks like it's getting better. And we are going to fall for it if we're not careful. Tough days to be young in. Tough days to be old in. Tough days to be anything. Tough days to be alive in. But anyway. So there you go. We'll stop it at that.